Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Oz, maybe before we did a little definition of persuasion, maybe we should talk a little bit about the definition of a fool, because the Bible, you highlight, I think, several instances where the Bible, you know, focuses on the fools, and it seems a little, maybe contradictory that we be talking like fools.
Good point, Neil. No, I would argue there are three types of fool in Scripture. The first one doesn't help us. The second points towards it. The third one is the one we're really after. The first fool in the Bible is what you might call a fool proper. That was the person who's really an idiot. And obviously, heroism and folly and villainy are always relative. It depends on who says so. But in the Bible, some people are fools because the Lord says so. That doesn't help us. The second fool in Scripture is the fool bearer. The person is not a fool at all, but prepared to be seen as one, treated as one, for Christ's sake. And obviously that word goes back to 1 Corinthians 4, where Paul says, we apostles are fools for Christ. They weren't really fools, but the Corinthians thought themselves so wise, they thought the apostles were idiots. And Paul was prepared to take it, a fool bearer. But the supreme fool bearer in Scripture is our Lord. And before he bears the sins of the world on the cross, he bears the scorn and derision of the world when he's made a joke king, a mock king, by the Roman and by the Hebrew soldiers. And there are the real lessons there, which I unpack. But the third fool in Scripture is the one that's really a help to us. And that's what you might call the fool maker. And that's 1 Corinthians 1. In other words, the person prepared to be seen as a fool, treated as a fool, so that from the position of derided folly, he might bounce back and address truth to power, pricking the bubbles of the high and mighty, telling the emperor he has no clothes, and so on. The fool maker, rather like a jester. And that's exactly what Paul says God does in Jesus. In other words, he comes incognito, not all-powerful, but all-weak, not all-wise, but looking foolish, not wealthy, but utterly poor. But in the incarnation, and supremely in the cross, followed by the resurrection, you see this incredible subversion through the cross and the resurrection of our rebel hearts. And that's the fool making. And you can see down through history, people like Malcolm Muggeridge, you mentioned earlier, or earlier people like Erasmus, use that dynamic of creative subversion to argue that our persuasion should be shaped in the same sort of way.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.